Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
It's me, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And this is September 18th, 2016. It's a three-hour live program. And we welcome the new listeners. And the call in number is 800-313-9443. And we have an audience that has been with us for a long time. We've been on the air for 10 years on RBN. And we cover political and non-political correct things, and that's the way I am personally. You're going to hear things that you may like and you may not like. And I'm just very happy that all of you are here today, as I am for every program. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I'm going to give you an image of the day and how we start. Just think of in New York they have the bomb settings which occurred yesterday, and of course you have the governor of New York who is saying he won't use the word terrorism. You have the President of the United States saying that it will be a personal insult not to have the black community vote for Hillary Clinton so they can carry on my legacy. Essentially, he didn't use the word legacy. That statement was made within the confines of the past 22 hours. Now, was the President of the United States is using what Dr. John Holdren has put forth as under the social and behavioral science team, which is called the SBST, and it functions under the White House of the Science and Technology Policy, which is directed by Dr. John Holdren, who gives guidance on how the government should form your brain thinking. And that's reality. Of course, this is the same John Holdren that I put forth on the contamination of the water, putting sterilants in the drinking water, which happened and is still going on, to decrease the population. And that's the setting you started seeing for today, but we're going to add to the setting. Imagine that I'm in a hospital bed, and I have IVs. I have two bodyguards. That's the way Uncle Sam treats me because of the knowledge base I am. I'm a knowledge engineer of it. You can read my bio. I'm a special master for judges on water, medicine, and science. And no one is supposed to be around me during the time of the special stem cell operation, and which has been successful and is working through, like, you know, the pathology department, which has gone completely digitalized in many forms. In other words, to read cell tissue in a digital way. Now, the reason you ask, that's part of the setting. Under those conditions, Uncle Sam would never disturb me, you know, the thing, but they, you know, that's, have consultations all over the world. And there's an emergency on what's called the blue line. When you get an emergency on the blue line, that means that all hands are on deck. There's about 2,100 of us like me, or I'm like them. Of course, I'm on RBN, so you know you have chloramine caused health damage on the homepage, which will become a, you know, that's been translated around the world. And to save time, you can read my bio, as I said. That being said, I get an instruction that Uncle Sam wants me to look at some photographs and of some work that's being done that I'm quite familiar with, which I'll tell you about in a few seconds from now. And these kind of photographs of projects are not sent on computers, even though you think they are. They're sent by couriers. And they have handcuffs on the bags. The way handcuffs work today, rather than the old days of when we were working against the KGB, the thing is that they have a monitor code, which is a code system itself. You have a key, and then you have a third code, which is only a code that can be used with a certain touch on three buttons by the person who receives it. Well, of course, I'm, you know, so there we are. This is the image, you see. That thing is, you know, I'm supposed to remember these things. But that's hard to do when you're bathing in success of physiology in advanced medicine. So there's a project in Africa, which I'll just put it to you this way, where they're digging large caves. I won't tell you where it is in Africa. And the idea is to find rock and stone and soil, which is quite similar to the constituency of Mars. And in these soil configurations, there may be found in these caves life as similar as it is on Mars, which happens to be microscopic worms with similar human chromosomes, which has already been found a long time ago. And I've talked about this on my program here, and as it relates to all types of genetic code concepts of leukemia, for instance, in humans. Some photographs have been taken that they're not quite sure of, and there are only six of us on the Earth that would understand the photographs, because I helped design the code and invented it. And so they come in. There are three in Africa. The skin color is a little darker than it is in the United States. And that's understandable because of its the location of where Africa is located and what you have. So when we come in and everything goes well in terms of everything that's going on, of getting the information, the cases are opened. In fact, Hello could not give my answers to what I think is going on. And the most interesting thing is that there's a tete-a-tete that goes on and with the couriers who are highly sophisticated in their work, and they're just not road runners, you know. And there's a mention that said, well, what do you think of your president? And I said, well, you know, I think he's a fixer. And probably has very high-level socialist tendencies. But, that's just me. That's just belief, you know. And what do you think of the election and how that would work out? And I had some comments about that, but it was the kind of thing that you talk about just generally. But I mentioned the fact that they were very interested to ask about Donald Trump and about Flint and the rest of it. I says, well, you know, he went to Flint, and he was heckled at Flint, and then he went to a church to give a talk to a complimentary visit to a church in Flint, Michigan. See, in Africa, they have a stronger force in terms of water and a survival system. And I said, when Trump sought me out and used a chloramine caused health damage, and he had it engineeringly figured out. The interviews were on the plane. First he went to Missouri, and then he went to Michigan. That was in the primaries. And Trump had some very sophisticated ideas with chloramine caused health damage, which is on the RBN homepage. I didn't know he had done that. Worked out a whole plan for Flint. But when he went to Flint, I told people, this is a scenario now. Just let me just in your eye. These people are talking. I've done my analysis of the photographs of what I was supposed to look at and about what are called EPBs, what are called the extraordinary life forms from other planets, as the project goal. Now, I said, the mayor of Flint said, well, we don't want a photo op at the disposal plant, you know. We're not going to go to see Trump. Well, Trump has water management companies in his British hotels, and he understood the engineering, and some people show him around. He was insulted by the mayor of Flint, and at the church they shouted back at Trump that some black woman called Renetta Richard yelled at Trump and said, what do you mean African Americans have nothing else to lose? Repeating back to Pompey's recall for the African Americans to turn their back on the Democrats. Of course, the President of the United States in the past few hours said, well, you know, it's a personal insult if you don't vote for Hillary through the black community. You know, like a fix. In the old days, we'd call him a jump, for those of you that remember those days. So, these three couriers who happen to represent the consulates of four black nations they looked at me in terms of this. They said, "Well, we want you to come to our country and do the same thing, you know, that you've done for Trump, because we think you're right about this." And they said that when you get a situation where you have a president like this, and you have people who think that they know, he said every country, like, you know, they knew about the fact that 229 years ago, the United States Constitution was in the mind's eye of people. And they were more in the real world, not playing games and just having coffee talk. They were talking about a world war. They were talking about the war between planets, which we're working on. We were talking about the extra biological entities. We're talking about the change of life. We're talking about medicine. These are the projects we're on. And the public is clueless in some form, in my opinion. I'm not criticizing the audience or the thing, but I'm not politically correct. It's time to tighten up your belts and your fashions, the ladies have, and the rest of it, and realize we're in grave, grave danger. And more than I'm letting on, and what I'm trying to do a soliloquy here for you this morning, which is not some game we're playing. And I've decided, it's been some time, I've decided that the moniker of the station, that you can handle the truth, I think is totally true. You can handle the truth. But I think that moniker needs to be changed. It should be, you can handle the truth if you can. Because what's going on here is the fact that you have a president of the United States that said it's personally insulting if a black community doesn't vote for Hillary. And the whole point of what Trump was talking about was the fact that the Democrats have been screwing over the black communities for goes many, many years back. The people in the communities and culture know this. You know, they know this. And the way they talk in the political systems is that they leverage the black vote to Washington. And that's the way the black mayors and the black lobbyists talk, and they've been talking about it way for years. They use the church as a medium. And yet the government says you're not supposed to talk politics in the church. Yet you have the pastor of the church in Flint insulting Reverend Faith Green Timmons, the pastor of Bethel United Methodist Church, saying, "Well, you can't talk anything. We want you only to talk about what we've done in Flint, not give a political speech." Well, they've done jack. They used over the money, and they took over the city, used the contaminated water. And this is repeated over the research that I've done in the past 3 years on this subject, just under arsenic and lead alone, which has been over 10 years, along with the other chemicals. They use the money for other things, and they have done that for years. Obama does his usual thing, and the previous presidents do the usual thing. They say, "Well, we've given $250 million to this project," and so then they take the money back and it goes to unions in their pocket. That's the real world. You can come back and set the stage for things of the untold. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Barger Pathways, and so continuing the scenario, since pathology has become highly digital, it was decided, of course, that I've talked about various forms of new proteins for the development of stem cells by using microbes from the soil from Easter Island. It's one of the, there are only three places on Earth where soil has bacterial human properties, and Easter Island is one of them. Those are with the large statues that are built by prehistoric people. And so it was decided, let's take the photographs and put it under digitalization. And while we're all here, of course, I'm not going anywhere in this scenario that I'm giving you. That's the image. So we had an eye test where one of the pathology slides of my own tissue was substituted for one of the pictures, and then of the special extra beings in the soil. And keep in mind, we're talking about extraterrestrial biological entities. which people think they, you know, they might vision something like the Greys or the other kinds of extraterrestrials, but they're not thinking of bacteria in terms of and special crystals, and which I'm working on. Well, one of the curves, of course, is how scientists looked at it and says, well, that's the same thing. Most of the things are the same thing. They digitalize the same thing. And I said, I thought they would. So, boys and girls, we have other aspects of things. You know, being one of the consultants to the Brain Project, as well as being a special master to judges, there are four cases that I'm being a special master for, asked by the judge to take on, that have to do with the water and the physiological chemistry and electromagnetic fields. And so I'm putting these all together. I took, in this image, I took an ink tin, circled one of the photographs, and signed my name. That's what the government asked me to do on various things, as an outside reviewer. So, sent them off, and I said, which one is it? Was what I put in the note. But I also wrote something else, which is, you know, if we do the Hillary Clinton way, she didn't know it was classified. She didn't know, you know, she put people in jeopardy like myself, caused three world war beginnings, responsible for approximately, I would say, 80,000 people dying under her watch in the real world, not the BS world. And, of course, the four people in the embassy town in Benghazi who said, well, what difference does it make? In the old days, after the Berlin Wall came down, she would have been treated differently, sweetheart. Trust me. So the whole thing comes down to the fact the situation of saving the human species on this planet is at stake. And this is what the real election is all about. All the handcuffs went back on, and off to Africa. And here begins our story. The call number is 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Parker Pathways, and I won't continue the scenario that I placed for you. I look back on the discoveries. I remember when I invented the expression of proteins having therapeutic value from genes that are placed in the patient's own secretory glands. I had invented the development of using the pancreas and the liver and the salivary glands to produce and release therapeutic proteins in the bloodstream. I remember the day when I invented the novel pulmonary surfactant. This is called a pulmonary lavage for respiratory distress syndromes. There were 9 people in that patent. I remember when I invented the transfer of the identification of genetic material, an energy transfer assay. I'm not going to tell you what that was worth. And, of course, I invented a DNA diagnostic identification microarray, which is being used to identify genetic codes of life forms on other planets. I did that some time ago. I invented a process by mediating what's called dimerization of proteins, which eliminates vitamin supplements and creates vitamins naturally from plants. I invented a one-phase assay system for detecting DNA, where you could perform that in a single tube. The Chinese stole that one, and they now have it on their spaceship that they shot just a few days ago, which is the idea of doing cosmic war with the sun extraterrestrials. I'm changing the name of my show. It's going to be Parker Pathways. It's going to remain Parker Pathways. But the way I'll be opening my shows from here on out is Parker Pathways as an X-File of reality to give recognition to the X-Files. You see, when the people went into Flint, Trump, he had it figured out on the plane on the two interviews. And I've had a third interview with the Trump people, not anymore in the past few days. It's not caring what everybody else would like them. They want them to put to me to ask him. I don't think people understand what the hell's going on. You know, you have we have a situation in this country and in the world that is so perilous that a lot of people, they can't even accept the whole point. You know, it's like the people in Detroit saying, well, Obama owes it. I want to blow Obama phone. Yet you've got governors and people signing bills for climate change, which is questionable. The Senate's just approved $220 million for Flint, Michigan, toward a $10 billion water project bill. And, of course, they have the flood control and other projects by the Army Corps of Engineers, which many of those projects have never been implemented over the past 43 years. And they never take in the human, you see. You know why the Nobel Prize Committee on Health Journalism considered chloramine caused health damages on the homepage of RBN? Because that one sentence, and I keep repeating it to you so that you understand. We are asked to be human processing plants. That was a sentence that did it. You would have thought it would be the formation of nitrates and form of the process of the change of the water molecule. I noticed that there was somebody on RBN who was talking about water in the terms of the molecule, and the listeners were telling me about it. Poor guy and lady didn't even know they were talking about my own patent. It's interesting. Parker Pathways has been on RBN for almost 10 years. If it wasn't for the listeners and the producers and the people that are out there that are listening, that put forth. You know how many people we have in the prayer wheel right now? You could have probably have a guess if you're a long-time listener. I set up a prayer wheel with people in Tibet and in Japan and for the Ikamal in Alaska, the Maori tribes in New Zealand, the town of Chichen Zhen in China, where the last piece of the Buddha trail, where the Buddha, according to their metaphysical mystic story, the Buddha walked on the rainbow in the sky, put forth the wings and placed the fire of the blooming conception, it was called, which we created, which was the emblem of the lotus later. We started, I put in the prayer wheel, people whose water is contaminated and who have had their farms taken over by the government, by eminent domain. I've talked about the law on this program. Even in my image that I gave you at the beginning of this first hour, bedside, three more amicus curiae briefs, or couldn't even barely write and move the arm for basic recovery. I'm not making myself out a person who's setting myself on a cross, listeners. I'm telling you the dire situation and the thing, and the people at the other end that know this, that are on the good side of Uncle Sam. Remember, I taught you a long time ago. You can walk down the corridor in the real world, Washington. People on the left side of the corridor, as an example, are trying to save your life when you're out in the mission. The people on the right side of the corridor are trying to kill you. In the real world, we're not talking about the BS world. They lunch the same commissary, have the same commission steak and fancy meals in the Senate, executive lunchrooms. They have the same gyms, the same swimming pools. Guys like me, I'm not complaining. I never had, you know, you never have, people like me don't have normal form, you know, family lives. Women are very self-centered and very possessive. And they'll let the guy get beyond watering the lawn. No criticism of females. It just happens to be females are nesters. They're losing that trait, too. That's another thing that's going on in the behavioral science. They're making men dress like women. Having women be assertive. Oh, I want some venture capital from Mark Cuban to start my program because I was in the Marines for 16 months. Yeah, you didn't have spikes driven through your body. Have your body burned and flesh off with red rods. That's what happened to me. But I took it. I never complained. Well, I'm going to tell you something, listeners. I'm going to start complaining. But it's intellectual complaint. This station says that you can handle the truth if you can. That's the way I'm going to put it. I'm convinced in my own mind, because I know the people, I help the people. You know, the thing is that you take a project I reviewed not anymore than a few weeks ago at the University of Toronto, where it was in the advanced functional materials section where they created a battery. And the Canadian government wanted to review this and see if this had any merit. It actually stores energy in a biologically derived unit, so you can have electronics easier in the environment. But see, the battery's made with commercially available high lithium ion batteries, which happens to be a problem, you know, for electric cars, you know, not to have a driver, which is another really unacceptable idea for a lot of other reasons. But the big difference of this battery, you see, is that it uses flavor from a vitamin B2, and that originates in genetically engineered fungi as a cathode. And now, of course, for those of you who know, the cathode is absorbs electrons, you know, from an electrical device, and then it'll, you know, reduces that positively charged ion from an electrolyte solution that the water's leading to during a discharge cycle. So essentially, what you have in the real world is a high capacity and high voltage made from a genetically engineered fungi of a vitamin B2 using the flavor from the vitamin B2. Now, the battery, or sensor, you see, that is a formation of the fungi are part of the process of the human as an artificial human. So you can have a battery. That battery has been running, when I reviewed this a few weeks ago, that battery has been running off vitamin B2 from that fungi, a flavor from the B2, for 3 years and 4 months. You think about that. So in other words, that's the same way the functioning of breast cancer develops under the same system, under the deficiency of phytoimmunology. I'm deviating a little from where I'm going with another concept of things, but it's important for you to understand something on another level. You see, you have to have money to be able to work things out. But the other thing too, you need guts. And all of you that are saying, well, you know, Trump's full of crap, you know, that type of thing. You know, Mark Cuban wants to give $10 million to Trump to have a 4-hour interview, and Trump's answer to him, he's not smart enough. It's about damn time that somebody called this culture of the Mark Cubans on the thing. I used to like Mark. But as I said, Parker Pathways now are the X-Files of reality. And part of that, and here's the venture capitalist who will long and say, well, if you, you know, you're asking for XYZ for your company, and I'll give you $150,000 for 30% of your company. So they work out the valuation. Of course, he's working at his end. And the poor souls don't realize that the return on investment at a $300,000 investment in terms of thing has to be really monetized up to $3 million. So guess who ends up owning the company? I'm just saying, that's the real world. The cupcakes that are in and snowflakes that are in universities today are going to get squashed like a bug on what's coming and what's going on right now. Run to their safe zones. What a bunch of BS, in my opinion. The companies that I selected today, Via Africa, are MSCI Incorporated. They sell at $89 a share. Their return on investment is 7.6 return on each dollar. They have international stock indexes and portfolio analytics. That's why the patent law was changed for companies like that. Zimmer Biomet sells at $129 a share. It makes a dental and orthopedic reconstructive implant. Of course, that's coming into the present situation. Of course, the implants that are being invented today are made from very special differences of ceramics that the world has never seen before. You have Pool Corporation at $100 a share. They have food supply plans. They have seven stores opening for this year, and they're taking chloramine causes health damage to the planet. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Order Pathways, and the whole thing about listeners is that I consider it so profound. You know, in the prayer wheel that I am mentioning, people have had their animals killed. Dairies, you know, because they think that they produce too much methane. That's done by the government, you know. The water taking in the Four Corners, New Mexico's raping of the water rights. Arizona's raping of the water rights. Mexico's raping of the water rights. It's a 28-day program because of the change of people's circulation and protein turnovers every 28 days. How would you like to have 1,806 people in a prayer wheel? You think on that. I don't care what the station says or the people said, the thing, these are real people. They volunteer. Word of mouth. And that's the only thing I ask, you know, is your birth date. That's it. But the whole point is, these people are catching on in a way. People say, well, people are catching on. No, they're not. They're in denial. And you have a positive thing, and the other people are catching on over denial. And that's good, too, you see. Listeners sent me, quote, this is really scary. Consider passing this to the Never Trump people in your audience. I have six scary little words for all voters who backed losing candidates in the Republican primaries who are threatening to sit out the November election because they don't like Donald Trump. The words are Supreme Court Justice Barack Hussein Obama. Not voting is the same as a vote for Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton arguably is the most dishonest and corrupt person ever to run for president of the United States, I have no doubt that President Hillary Clinton will name President Obama to the Supreme Court for several good reasons. He has covered her backside. No easy task, but in the email server scandals now wants payback. He claims credentials as a constitutional lawyer. He is buying a mansion in Washington, D.C., and he's made no secret of his desire to stay in the Capitol. And he could complete his fundamental transformation of our republic during our lifetime in the Supreme Court. If it's not enough to scare everyone into voting, I don't know what will. Even if you dislike Trump, grit your teeth and vote for him. The alternative is simply too devastating and unimaginable. Unquote. The listener that sent this, I will not mention the name, but is a Supreme Court clerk. And every word of that is true. I've known it for about 6 years. We're going to see you on the second live hour of Parker Pathways. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'm laying it slow for you, and I'm glad you're here. And the second live hour of Parker Pathways is coming up. And welcome aboard.
Yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And all that you have in the time of your life.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.